So I want to talk about a little story that has helped me with my business, right? So often when I was going through things and I was going through times to growing and learning and starting things, I always questioned stuff, right? I always questioned, you know, where I was and why I was doing what I was doing, because, you know, you run into these times where, you know, things aren't working out the way you thought they would. You know, things aren't, you know, they're not working, and you think, well, you know, whatever, and you start questioning yourself. You start questioning, you know, what you're doing. You kind of look inside and you're like, I don't know if this is for me, you know, and you start doubting yourself. And when the doubt comes in, you know, it's really, if you don't have certain principles behind it, then oftentimes you're not going to succeed at what you're doing, because that the little doubt is going to help, you know, or it's going to hurt your fact of, you know, growth. And it did mine, right? So, and often, you know, I've run into these times, and then a mentor once told me that, you know, it really revolves around you understanding your why, right? And when it came out, and really at first I was thinking, you know, that kind of sounds a little corny, right? You know, that really doesn't sound like whatever. That just sounds like a cliche thing that people say, you know, and yeah, whatever. But the more I looked at it, the more I thought about it, I ran this little pattern, and maybe this will help you, right? I ran this little pattern, and what I did is I woke up every morning, and I thought, the first thing I thought to myself was, why am I getting up today? You know, why am I getting up today, and what's the purpose, right? What is the reasoning behind that? What is that? And I took a rolling average of that, right? And I understood at that point in time what my why was, right? I understand why I was getting up and why that, you know, why I was doing certain things. Sometimes we just push past it. We don't even know why. Sometimes we just get up. You know, we just, like, you've ever been through, like, going to work or going to, you know, whatever, you know, doing a task you really are not looking forward to, but you still do it. You know, you have, you just push past it. Sometimes you don't understand that why, right? But the why is important. And the why is something that's deeper than just, oh, I'm getting up to do this. I'm getting up to do this. You know, your why is about, it could be about something that you deeply desire. Your why could be about, you know, for me, it was waking up and providing a better life for my family, right? That was my why. That is my why. That's my driving point. That is the sole reason I get up every single day and I do what I do is I found that my purpose was my family. And, you know, often, I mean, there's nothing wrong with say, if you don't have a family, if your why is strictly about yourself, because that is what you have at that point in time, that's what you're doing, that's you. Nothing wrong with that at all. You know, for me, I am just, you know, I'm 39 years old, and my driving force every single day while I was raising my kids and while I was raising and doing everything I was doing for my family, my driving point I found was my family. And it just makes it so much sweeter when you understand that, because when you hit these roadblocks and when you hit, you know, things that seem like they're unaccomplishable, or you're trying something and something happens and you didn't get the right outcome that you wanted, and you say, well, maybe this isn't right for me. Maybe this is something that I'm not meant to do. Maybe this is not for me, right? But that's when your why pushes you past and says, this is for you. This is the reason you should do this, because of this, right? You drive past it and you actually understand, and it gives you that extra know, that confidence, that sense of being that you know that, hey, this is why I am here. This is my purpose, and this is why I am starting to do what I did, and why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it helps you grow in your business, right? And anything you're doing in life, whether it's business, whether it's online business, whether it's brick and mortar, whether it's just natural life, the events that you're doing, you have to have a reason for doing it, right? That's your why. And having that in the back of your head and knowing that you can turn to that and say, this is why I'm doing this. I might not be enjoying this right now. I might not be winning right now. I might not be where I want to be right now, but I'm doing this because of my why. and know that you are responsible for where you're at. It's not, you know, living in somebody else's perception, right? Oftentimes we're going to go and we're going to understand, we're going to go into a time where somebody else is going to say, hey, you can't do that. And you're going to be like, well, you're going to question it. You're going to question what they said, and you're going to think to yourself, well, maybe I can't do it. That's their perception. That is their perception. Do not let their perception get in the way of what you feel like you need to be doing and your personal growth, your business growth, whatever it may be. Because living in somebody else's perception is dangerous. That is what they think of you. That is what their self-limiting factors on themselves is stopping you at that point in time. So, hey, don't actually stop listening to them, but at that point in time, don't be rude about it, but just don't let it bother you. Like, literally. Like, there's so many people that told me I couldn't do this, or I couldn't do that, but, and in the end, they were like, how did you do that? Like, how did you do that? And I just showed them. And it's literally like the 4-minute mile. And that's a long time ago when that happened, right? But when the 4-minute mile couldn't happen, and then all of a sudden, you know, nobody could run a mile in 4 minutes. And all of a sudden somebody did. And the next thing you know, the week after, everybody was doing it. You just have to think about that. Just like that. If somebody else can do the task that you're doing, if somebody else can do what you're doing, you can easily do it. It just takes effort. It just takes, you know, the skill to do it. You know, and knowing, having your why behind that, backing that, and doing it, it drives that know-how, and it drives that self-confidence to pursue that, right? And there's two key factors, right? There's talent and there's skill. Now, talent is something you're born with. It's a natural gift, and that's something you have, right? And then there's skill, which is something you develop. You develop that over time, right? You develop that as the more effort you put in, you develop your skill. And that's often what separates you from the pack, is the more you can look at a task and say, this is, instead of this big daunting task that you have to do, and say I'm building a business, or I'm doing whatever, I'm building a business from ground floor, brand new, this is day one, and I'm going to take it off, and I'm going to succeed, I'm going to hit this $1 million mark, or whatever the case may be, in this example, then if you looked at that big task and you said, I have to do all of this work myself, that is a tremendous amount of work. And you will often, for those people that don't have the why, they don't want to do it, they don't actually want to develop their skills, they're not going to do it, because they're going to look at it. It's basically like one big wall. I can't build a wall. If I tell you to go build a wall, you can't. You're going to say, I can't build a wall. But if I told you to go lay that brick right there on the ground, everybody could do that. Everybody can do that. And it's just a matter of building on that brick every single day. Keep another brick every day, another brick, another brick, another brick. And before you know it, your skills get better. You get better. You're getting better. And then oftentimes, your skills, again, is something that you can acquire. You can get better at them. And having that why is just going to help you get drive past and stop your limiting factors, right? Inside of you, we're all going to have them. It's perfectly natural. There's days that I go through life and I'm thinking, I don't know about this. And then there's days that I'm thinking, I got this. You know, everybody's got those I got this days. I know you feel what I'm feeling. I know you know what I'm talking about here. So, but when it comes down to it, you also have those days where you just don't feel it. You're questioning yourself. You're like, why am I doing this? Like, why? And you have to have your why, your purpose, your sense of being, your confidence, your reason you get up every day needs to be driving you, right? And that's something that helped me greatly, right? That helped me so much, because understanding too that you know, it's not just about talent. It's not just about, you know, that. You know, hard work beats talent every single day of the week if talent does not work hard every single day. If talent does not work hard, hard work beats talent every single day. It's simple. It is that simple. If you are better than me at something, there's no way that you're going to outwork me at that. until one day that I am better than what you're doing. If that is, if you're not putting in the same effort or more than I am, eventually I'm going to surpass where you are. The same thing has to be applied, and the same thought pattern has to be applied, and what's going to help you drive that fact is your why. Your understanding why you started this, and your purpose, your sense of confidence. That's going to help you drive past. That's going to help you grow, and it's going to help, you know, wherever you're at in your point. You could be starting today. This could be day one for you, or this could be 20 years in the making. Often people think that there's overnight successes, but that is not the truth. That is not the truth. That's the furthest thing from the truth. People are putting in the work. They're putting in the effort. And just like those images where you see this big iceberg, and you know, and you have everything up, it's like a small cap on top above the water, and that's all you see is a little cap above the water. But below it is this great big like silo of everything. If you look at that, every bit of that you don't see is what everybody's doing. They're putting in their work, they're building their skills, they're building their talents, and they're driving forth with their why, their sense of why they started. A mentor told me that a long time ago, and I blew it off. And he was right. He was right. And it works. It really does work. It helps you. You know, the more I drive past and do more and help and I just, you know, things start getting easy. You start looking at it and it just gets easier. You look at a task differently. You look at, oh, well, this just, you know, I have to, whatever, I have to build a website today, or I have to, you know, build a chatbot today, or I have to run some Facebook ads today, or I have to build a business today. I have to do some branding, or I have to do videos, or I have to do this podcast today. I have to do these things. You know, you look at that and it gets easier. You start enjoying the process. Enjoying the process is also going to help you. But you have to know, too, there's going to be days where you don't enjoy it. And that why, that driving point, that confidence, that boosting sense of inner being that you need is going to help you get past that. Again, I know, you know, unlike everybody feels, and I mean they're on social media these days and they think, hey, you know, everybody's you know, having this great time and all these images and everybody's smiling and everything like that, and it's like almost like people are going to glamour shots and something like that and taking pictures and they're posting on their like, you cannot be hyped up every single day of the week. You cannot be hyped up every single day you're on social media. It's just not possible. It's not. We live life. There's going to be things you do and you don't want to do. That's part of life. But your sense of why is what makes you smile and makes you go past that, right? That makes things enjoyable. You start enjoying the process a little bit more. Again, joy is something you should chase, not happiness. Happiness will often lead you to a point of wanting more, wanting more, wanting more. And every time your happiness level grows, it's going to be hard to chase that. But your joy, if you enjoy it, it's going to make things sweeter. It's going to enjoy, you're just going to, and if you chase joy, it's going to actually build happiness. But again, knowing that why is going to help you. It helped me greatly. And having that, you know, I just wanted to share this story with you because, again, when it rolls down to it, I mean, you know, I've done some things in my life where, honestly, I stopped questioning if I could do it, and I just started starting the statement and saying, I am going to do that. I may not know how. I may not, I may be absolutely clueless right now, but I will do that. Instead of saying, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, I'm starting to say in my head, I am going to do that. I'm going to do it. It is not about when, it's not about like how or whatever, it's about when am I going to do it. Just take action, start. If you're not good at it, everybody's not good at it when they begin. Everybody is not good at it when they start. There's some people that are natural at some things, but even they have times where they're like, I don't know, and they keep going. But again, when you look past it, they have a why. And you have to have that. You have to. It's so sweet to understand what your why is, and it to get up every day. And on the great days, it's that much more. Like, you just feel it so much better, and you embrace it so much better. And on the hard days, you feel it. You know that's why. You know. There's no question. Go after it. Get it. It's yours. It's not nobody else's. Nobody's going to hand it to you. You have to do it. It's yours. It's your goals. It's something you want to do. They may shift. They may change. But whatever the case may be, your why has to be the same. Your why has to be constant. You have to have an ability to understand why you're doing something. What is the point of driving you forth and making you better? If you have that, you have all it takes to make something happen. It's just a matter of time. So with that said, hope you all having a great weekend, and I'd love to see y'all join the fam. We have links below. Check them out. We'll see you guys around. Again, it's been a great one. Appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys later.